Why are some people constantly sexually aroused? Thanks for asking. The condition we're going to talk about today is pretty rare. It affects just 1% of women, but it can really disrupt the lives of those who suffer from it. Persistent genital arousal disorder, or PGAD for short, was officially identified by the medical community back in 2001, when Sandra LeBlum and Sharon Nathan published an article about it in the Journal of Sex and Marital Therapy. At the time, they called it persistent genital arousal syndrome and identified 5 specific criteria for diagnosis. These were then expanded on by the International Society for the Study of Women's Sexual Health in 2021. According to that organization, PGAD refers to persistent or recurrent, unwanted or intrusive, distressing sensations of genital arousal. It's most commonly experienced in the clitoris, but also in other genitopelvic regions, and may include other types of genitopelvic dysesthesia like buzzing, tingling, burning, twitching, itch or pain. The minimum duration for a diagnosis is 3 months.
Are you saying it's like having a constant orgasm?
Well, the ISSWSH says it may include being on the verge of orgasm, experiencing uncontrollable orgasms, and or having an excessive number of orgasms. The thing is that PGAD is not associated with concomitant sexual interest, thoughts, or fantasies. That's a critical distinction because some women have found themselves stigmatized as a result of their PGAD. It's important to recognize that the condition doesn't result from increased sexual desire, and it's completely out of the patient's control.
So where does it actually come from, then?
To better understand the causes behind PGAD, an American psychiatrist and professor called Robert Waldinger conducted a study on 18 Dutch women with the disorder between the years 2004 and 2008. After neurological and psychiatric examinations, he concluded that in the majority of cases, PGAD appeared during the early years after menopause. Patients struggled to put their sensations into words, but they often described feeling like they were on the verge of an orgasm that just never happened. Waldinger compared some of the symptoms described to restless leg syndrome or an overactive bladder. It's like there's heightened nerve activity in the genital area.
That must be incredibly tough for patients to deal with.
Absolutely. In the 2010s, British woman Kim Ramsey became somewhat of an advocate for those suffering with PGAD. Talking to The Guardian in 2014, Ramsey was quoted as saying, "It feels like you're out of control. The more you panic, the more you get dragged, kicking and screaming," explaining how scared she would be about possibly experiencing symptoms in public. Thankfully, treatments are starting to come along. These vary from case to case. There's really no one-size-fits-all solution. Sometimes, like with Ramsey, PGAD is caused by a lower back injury, which sees an irritated nerve send signals to the spinal cord from the genital area. In such cases, surgery on the spine may help. There you have it. Now you know why some people are constantly sexually aroused. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.